The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. I've had a bit of a bolt from the heavens business wise. I have been contacted by a business lady called Sinead Ryan, who's based in Dublin, and I think is related to the Ryans who run the airline. Anyway, she's in haulage. And her PA has come across my website advertising for possible investors in Silk Route Autobahn project. And she's very keen to come and meet me. So this is pretty big deal. She's wanting to make quite a substantial investment if everything works out. Linda, very kindly, has offered to lend me the house to use her office as my office, but I told a white lie and said I had a driver who could pick her up. So I was hoping, I've got a car and I've got you a hat, if you could pick her up from Bristol Airport tomorrow morning. Sorry it's last minute, I thought I could get a cab, but I've actually worked out it would be better if I have you there as a sort of stooge. Possibly you can pick her brains about what she actually wants. Anyway, give me a call back. All right. Thanks, Rog. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Well, that's great news. I mean, a potential investor that's flying in to meet you. That's she must be really serious about it. And she saw your website, did she? Which I thought was still under construction. No? Okay. Brilliant. Yeah, of course I can be your driver. Where do I pick the car up from? What time is she getting in? The hat. Do I need the hat? I suppose I do. Yeah, any other details? I suppose I just need to know what time she's flying in and where I can get the car. Those are the things that I really need. And where do you want me to drive her to? Linda's house. I don't have that address either, so I'll need all of that. and any other further information. Happy to help you though, mate. This sounds like it could be a really good break for you. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, sure, look. The car, if you go to the Dublin Castle, it's in Camden, there's a bloke called Dave. You'll recognise, he's extremely tall, and he looks homeless, and he's got the keys for the Mercedes. He'll also have the hat. And yeah, it's 11:55 tomorrow morning, tomorrow just before 12, Bristol Airport, flight 143. Yeah, the website, I only put it up last week, it is pretty rudimentary, so I think if you can subtly ask her what she's interested in and why, but be stealthy about it, you know, get it in under the guise of other subject matter, you know, talk to her about the Tower of London and things, you know. Linda's the old marital abode. I'll text you the details of that. But yeah, do lay on the charm and look, if this comes off, I'll give you a 2% stake in the Silk Route Autobahn, falling to 1% if my dividend doesn't achieve the net gain within the first year. Okay, thanks, Rog. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, mate, I should just warn you. I picked up the car from Dave at the Dublin Castle, and good job I did too, because he couldn't drive home. He was absolutely smashed. Listen, mate, this car has a few things wrong with it. It's tatty, to say the least. There's bits falling off of it, and it really stinks as well. I think Dave has been sleeping in here and eating as well, doing all sorts, but it's a stink that just won't go. Also, there's no petrol in it either, so I don't know if you can put some money into the petrol tank, or give me some money so I can do that, because I'm very short until I get my benefits check at the end of the week. And I'm just not sure this car's even going to make it to Bristol, so you might want to think about alternatives. But it might be too late for that. So let me know what you want to do. Happy to help, whatever. Thanks, mate. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Oh God, I was given some assurances, but I probably my line of business there was not the correct one. Anyway, I won't go into details. What I've done is I've booked a car. It's a very smart company, so the driver will come and he'll just pick you up. So you just sit in the back. I've told her that you are going to be there, so if you can still meet her at the airport and just say that you're my secretary, and that you sort of work my diary for me and things like that. But if you pick her up and then just sit in the back with her, and just when she talks, just nod and just go along with stuff. But again, ask her quite why she wants to come. And then just when you've got her safe, stop off at the Esso or something and just give me a call to say, A, what she said, and B, what she like, and that kind of thing. So just head straight to Linda's, however long it takes you. I'll be there from sort of 1. And remember that it's my house. No one else lives there. And yeah, so everything should still work. Great. Thanks, Rog. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. We've stopped for some petrol. I picked her up. Listen, mate, I don't know who this woman is, but she is asking me so many questions, and I don't have the answers. She wants to know who is funding your project already. She wants to know if you are in collaboration, working in collaboration with anybody else, and if you are, who those people are, and are those ties in Eastern Europe. She's asking me so many questions, and I'm having to make stuff up, and I'm trying to turn the conversation around and ask her if she's ever been to the Tower of London or seen the London Eye, but she's just not interested in any of that. So, I mean, I can't keep lying and making stuff up for her, for you. So if you could just give me some information that I can pass on to her, that would be really great, mate. Otherwise, it's going to get awkward. I've got a chauffeur's hat on as well. I've kept the hat on, and I'm sitting there next to her with the hat on. I don't know if I should take that off or not. What do you think? I feel a bit self-conscious. Okay, mate. Thanks for your help. Bye-bye.
Oh, God. Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Oh, God. So she's asking you. Look, just keep her... Christ. Just tell her that I have numerous... Oh, you're not going to get this. Hang on. Yeah, it's you. You're pulling up now. Okay, look, I'll have the meeting with her, and then I'll just stay in the car. No, stay in the garden. Go around the back and hide in the garden. All right, mate. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. I'm in the garden, as you said, but I can hear a lot of banging and shouting. I'm just trying to get hold of you... make sure everything's okay. I mean, you know, she's a big woman, and anyway, let me know if you're okay. All right, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I came out into the garden, but you must have gone. I suppose quite a lot of time has elapsed. It's, nearly 1 a.m. Well, that went much better than I thought it was going to be honest. Initially, she sounded me out about certain aspects of the business infrastructure, and she did get quite cross, saying I was wasting her time and things, but I persuaded her that, well, I do have contacts in 3 different locations on the Silk Route, and they're all very much interested in building a road, and I think I sort of talked around. Yeah. Anyway, my big news is she's she really liked you. In fact, we talked a lot about the west coast of Ireland, and I used to take Linda there, so we talked about that, and she became very comfortable and opened up to me, and we got onto all sorts of different subject matter. But one of them was something we do share or have in common. But anyway, yeah, she really was quite keen on you. And she's very willing to invest at 3 different points over the next 4 years, quite large sums of money. But there is a proviso... it does involve you, mate. It's an eye-wateringly large sum of money. And talking of eye-watering, her thing involves something which she
puts on, straps on, and uses it with lovers. Now look, Rog, this is a lot of money. I'm talking hundreds of pounds. So what do you think? Speak soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye. Hi, Roger, it's Brian. It's one night of your life. It's £1,000. £1,000, Brian. Think what you could do with £1,000. I'm not going to tell anyone. No one will ever know. I've got all sorts of creams I can lend you, gels and creams and stuff, because you're going to need them. But, you know, when I've done stuff with Ophelia, it does take a few days to sort of come back, but it's fine. But initially you feel like you could swallow a stool. So but it's one night, mate, one night, and delete. Right, cheers, Rog. Speak soon. Bye. Roger, it's Brian. Look, come on, mate. You've got to get back to me on this. I mean, God knows what you get up to with Anne. Surely you... Look, if you... You know, if you could do stuff with an 87-year-old woman, surely you could have one night of quite aggressive... You know... Backdoor... Look, anyway, mate... Please, she's contacting me again. She's going home the day after tomorrow, and I'm really in a corner here. You've got to... I think you can get Jamie a pair of Air Max and a Man United kit, and you could take him to Chessington World of Adventures. You could even, you know, go out for dinner with someone, or, you know, there's so many options. You could go on holiday, mate, for a grand. Please! Okay. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Sorry, I've taken a little while to get back to you. Look, I've had to think very carefully about this. Obviously, £1,000 is an awful lot of money for me. I do need the money. But there is the thing is, Claire and I have been getting on so well, and she's been confiding in me that Colin and her aren't getting on well. I think there's a hope for me and her. So if I did this, it would have to be so discreet. It would have to, no one can find out about it. Just give me the details, please. Thanks, Brian. Happy to help. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, thanks for doing this, mate. It's the Intercontinental on Park Lane. 9 p.m. tomorrow. If you just check in as Mr. Smith, it's room 43. And she said any cab receipts or anything, just keep them, and just keep receipts. She'll have something laid out for you on the bed to put on, and she said by all means phone room service and get whatever you need. That's it really, mate. With regards to Claire, beware the water serpent that's injured. Well, one of those Chinese fables, isn't it? Okay, mate. Speak soon. Thanks, Rog. Bye. Hi, Rog. It's Ray. Look, mate, I've done a bit of a bloody boo-boo. I got really pissed last night with Peter. We drank loads of cider. And I phoned your ex-wife and told her that you've been selling your ass and that you, perform fellatio on an old lady to stay in her flat. I don't know what I was thinking. It just all slipped out. So I really hope I haven't put the cat amongst the pigeons. Sorry, mate. Cheers, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.